ku sabes tigene tsom was the same thing saying deep space coop, scoop, or a mine, a deep mine search. Or another word we can say is that mine power search. So what is Kusabastigan? What is it? So in some answers, in a way, we could say it is the medium used to catch the mind of other people, or a place where the mind is captured, something that we cannot understand. Where when we try to use our a mind only, when we want to understand something with our waking hours, or when we just trying to understand something with our mind, ordinary mind in waking hours. So this is what possible in using the seeking tint. And that's the way it seems to be working. As if this medium, this sort of setup, is capable of catching the mind of an individual or some distance person, or able to catch the mind of any living thing. It could be an animal. Because people believe that the animals have the mind same way as a human mind works, because it has to think for most of its way needs. And therefore, a person who gets into the shaking tent is actually catching the mind of other individuals or as other persons. It's similar to the catching the radio waves today in a modern world. The radio on electronic way catches the electronic waves into the electrical gadget and then bring out the voices in a way that the electro frequency is touched by some place, and the waves can be caught over the distance and translated into the voice. And that is the way this Kusabastigan is working with the mind, not the voice, but the mind. As if the mind has a medium in which it's travel, and it ripples. It's either in one direction, or it ripples only all around. But that is not what the native people believe it could be. They think that the mind can be directed in such a way, in one direction, and that mind, the waves, can be caught at the end, and which is in English called mental telepathy, or telepathically sending a message. So it doesn't require the physical electronic power. All you need is other medium. With the say that, you know, it perhaps the mind touches other medium, it could be like a pulse. The mind pulsation works, travels to the distance you want it to send, and it catches us there. And that is what the shaking tent is able to produce the sound inside or around the shaking tent. Because the mind does not require the actual physical electricity into travel. So it has a different medium.